Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Came on the air yesterday. We talked about the geopolitical tensions, the increase in the likelihood of a World War III nuclear war situation. And today we kind of juxtaposed that with the people of planet Earth rejecting this, looking at their corrupt political leadership as the ones to blame. And I was kind of deciding yesterday, well, which way do I go with the story? Do I go with how there's an awakening happening? We don't want war. We don't want corporate global government. We don't want poison shots. We don't want poison food. We don't want to shut off the sun. We don't want to eat the bugs, live in the pod. Or do I show you the story that the media is ignoring, which is this massive aggression, this massive push towards a World War III situation with the attack in Moscow, the attack on an embassy in Syria, and just what that does geopolitically. But so it's almost better I didn't get into the rejection of that, because today is the perfect time to do so. Joe Rogan arguably has the number one most listened to podcast in America, maybe the world. And he's addressing this with the military-industrial complex. We all know it. We all see our corrupt politicians. We don't want war. We don't want corporate global government. Here's Joe Rogan talking about it.
Have you asked anyone today, can you achieve in our lifetime no war? Most people will say that's not possible. Which is so strange. It's a function of human beings in large numbers, right? Because, like, if we were in this room together, and he said, could you imagine all three of us get along? Of course. Easily. I couldn't imagine us not getting along. We can talk. We'll figure things out. We have resources. Yeah, we'll be fine. Make it 3 million people. Make it 30 million. Make it 300 million. Now you got problems. And it seems to be always the same thing that you see when you have a cult. You have leaders. And the leaders don't necessarily have the best intentions for everyone. They have the best intentions for themselves and for the people that are providing them with money. And this is the trap that we're all stuck in. Everyone on Earth, all of us, being led by groups that decide that they're in control of these massive numbers of people, and they want control of the resources of these other territories, and they want to do something to those people, and they'll have people convinced this is your enemy. You have to go kill them. People that you've never met, you have no issue with, you don't know anything about them, you've literally never seen them before. You might not ever see them even when you're killing them. This is a thing that we don't believe could ever be stopped in our lifetime, which is insane. If you really start to think about it that way, it sounds so insane. Like if you were approached by an alien life form that said, what is the source of all this murder and killing and destruction? Like, what is this? It's like, oh, we're being led. We're a group, and we're being led by the people that are in charge of this group that are very secretive and that are being influenced by massive amounts of money and the military-industrial complex. And they've got everyone convinced that you have to divert all of our resources into attacking this other group that is opposed to our way of doing that. What a bizarre, wounded, tainted species that you think like this. And not just think like this, but think it's impossible to imagine this not existing. This is the most insane venture that human beings can ever engage in. And you think it's impossible for that to not be the case.
Yeah.
But almost all logical people, if you ask them, could you imagine no war in your lifetime? No.
Not now.
No.
Now, there's so much to expand on with that, but that's popular. That's the human spirit. And realizing we don't have to fight over resources anymore.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
April 3rd, 2024 transmission of the Alex Jones Show. We have a loaded transmission today. I'm going to be hosting the first hour with some breaking news. And then you have Mike Adams coming up. I may kind of tee it up for him, dealing with some of the latest news that we have here in regards to the vaccines. And there's this new push to vaccinate the livestock, vaccinate the animals, the meat, the produce you're going to be eating. And so maybe I'll tee that up for Mike Adams. And then Larry Johnson is going to be hosting the third hour with great geopolitical analysis, and Jason Burmis in the fourth hour before I take back over and host the War Room later this afternoon. So loaded show today, and you never know when we might be hearing from Alex Jones as well. We enter the show in the opening segment with a viral clip from Joe Rogan talking about the military-industrial complex and how the individual itself desires peace, but somehow humanity at large can never stop warring. So that paradox can be explained in the old who benefits scenario. So somebody benefits from war. There's a larger agenda when it comes to war. And it's not some immediate gratification like it might have been in the past, where you're fighting for resources or land, or I guess people would even war over marriages and women and stuff like that. But we're really beyond that. And we do live in a globalized marketplace that's not inherently evil. Technology has shrank our world. And so I can communicate with somebody across the planet. And I can find out that, this guy in the Middle East or this guy in Asia or Russia, he's just like me. We have a lot of things in common. We like the same foods. We like the same entertainment. We don't want to fight. We want to get along. So now there's this constant need for the division. There's this constant need for identity politics to keep us divided. There's this constant propaganda, fake news push to justify wars that never end. But really, the people are waking up to this across the planet. And there's certain groups and there's certain tribalism that is much more entrenched than others. But the worst of it lies at the top of the power structure. And so that's the larger realization that's going on. So yesterday, when we talked about two major developments when it comes to world peace or world war, and that's the attack in Moscow and then the Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. You have to understand, it doesn't matter where your loyalties or politics lie. These are events that are massive in scale, getting us farther from peace and closer to war. So whether you think Israel is the good guy or the bad guy, them bombing that embassy gets us closer to war. Whether you think Russia is the good guy or bad guy, them responding to the Moscow attack and basically saying this is out of Ukraine and probably Western CIA backed, that's getting us farther from peace, closer to war. Whether you think they're lying or being honest, that's where they're going. So this is all bad news. But it's understanding the military-industrial complex. It's understanding the need for the corporate world government, or the desire, rather. And it's understanding all the different factions, all the different players, all the different agendas that are at play. And it's not just one. People tend to focus on one issue or one factor or one group that's involved in this. No, there's multiple players. You really think that these blood-sucking demons can get along at the top? Of course not. They've got their own power struggles. They've got their own groups. They've got their own tribalism. If they could all get along at the top, they would find a way to get us all to get along at the bottom while they conquer us. They can't even get along. But if there is the good news, it's that people are waking up. But the more the people wake up to this, the more the people want peace, the more the people seek truth, the more they realize how they've been lied to and how their futures have been stolen, the more pushback the global elites that want to conquer this planet will inflict upon us. And it's so bad now. There's a major earthquake that just hit Taiwan. Now there's tsunami warnings for Japan, a major strategic island for the United States and NATO in Guam. And people are saying, well, this must be a Chinese weapon, Chinese using earthquake weapons against Taiwan. And so it sounds crazy. I'm not promoting that thought process. I'm not promoting that. I don't believe that. But that's how crazy it is. And it's to a point now where people would say that there's no such thing as chemtrails. You're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have bills in Tennessee banning chemtrails. So this is just how crazy the world has gotten. But when you take a podcast like Joe Rogan, that's just meant to be kind of popular, pop culture, interesting guests, you know, doesn't get too controversial, doesn't want to weigh in on these controversial topics, doesn't want to go deep onto these issues, and then they're getting into the military-industrial complex, and his guests are talking about it, and he's getting political. It's because it's inevitable. Everything hinges now, not just on the 2024 election, but everything hinges now on what we do geopolitically in the next couple years, what we recognize as the threat, and how we respond to it. I don't think anybody, maybe there are some people, I guess there are, no rational-minded human wants to eat bugs, live in a pod, live in a prison cell, live in a 15-minute tyrannical city like you're living in a Judge Dredd movie or something. This is not how humans were meant to live. This is not our destiny. And yet that's where this is going. And the big lie, you're causing climate change. And so you've got this in the news, but people know it's bogus. Racist UN climate advisor. White man has brought humanity to the verge of extinction. White man has brought humanity to the verge of extinction. Now, meanwhile, you have Bill Gates, a white man. So, I mean, is that the white man you're talking about? You could just say Bill Gates if you wanted. Bill Gates sponsoring lessons in how to cleanse math of white supremacy. Now, I hate all this tribal garbage. I can go out to dinner or a bar or a ball game or play basketball or whatever. I don't care what color your skin is. Most people are the same way. But when you're a leftist and your desire is political power, when you're a leftist and your desire is to control civilization, you have to put people into tribalism. You have to put people into groups. It's what they do at prisons. You want to maintain the prison, you put all these people into their groups. I mean, they tell you right when you go in. It's like, oh, you're white, you hang out with the white people. They tell you that. I was one of the few that got put in a cell with a black man. It was kind of funny. He was laughing at it. He was like, I can't believe they put you in here. Oh, and guess what? We got along just fine. But see, let's go back. So the UN climate advisor.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Even comprehend, because it disproves the theory of evolution. So you can't have that. So you evolved from pond scum. You're not a divine creation of God, where your rights come from, not government. And by the way, right, white men are racist and they're causing extinction. But let's bring it all home now. So Bill Gates sponsoring lessons in how to cleanse math of white supremacy. So math is white supremacy. Now you could argue that modern day mathematics, arithmetic, was developed and studied and perfected by white men. How does that make it white supremacy? It'd be white supremacy if they didn't share it with the world. If the great engineers and architects of Italy said, nope, nobody gets to learn about how we build things, and nobody gets to learn about our architecture and engineering. No, they shared it with the world. They wrote it down, and they archived it, and they said, this is how we do it. And then they shared it with the world. How is that white supremacy? But what are they really saying? What is the UN climate advisor really saying? White man has brought humanity to the verge of extinction. What they're really saying is white man invented the modern world, and so therefore the modern world has to die. White men created math, so math is bad. And because math and science and all these things that come from Europe and white men, it's bad. So therefore the modern world has to die. Oh, yeah, okay, so air conditioning and rocket ships and airplanes and science and chemistry and mathematics that they're attributing to the white man. I attribute it to humanity. But no, they demonize white men. Then they attribute the advancement of humanity to white man. And then they say, see, human advancement is bad. You need to go back to being a troglodyte. You need to go back to being a caveman. And it's all bad. It's killing the planet. Oh, really? Because who doesn't want to live with AC when it's 100 degrees in Texas? How about modern engineering and architecture? You don't have to go to war for land anymore. We can build into the sky. How about the modern day methods of farming and agriculture? We could feed the whole planet. And they sit here and they say, it's white men. White men are racist. White men are bad. And that's the modern world. And so therefore, you need to destroy it. And then everything they tell you is a lie. And the biggest lie of all is that you have to sit here and go to war. And you have to sit here and be constantly at war, and you have to sit here and fund every war and choose a side in every war. Well, I got bad news for you. Again, whether you're pro-Russia, anti-Russia, whether you're pro-Israel, anti-Israel, World War III, nuclear war, you ain't winning, Jack. No. But should I say it like this? We ain't winning. You can be as prepared as humanly possible. You're not winning. You want to go live in a cave like a mole man? You want to go live underground like a mole man? Does that sound fun? You might survive. You might get some time. You might survive. You might live underground and maybe survive it. And what? But this is why the current political class can't even go on the streets, unless your name is like Donald Trump or Javier Milei or Jair Bolsonaro. Viral video, Justin Trudeau gets swarmed by furious mobs in Ontario. the same reason why Joe Biden can't do any public events. Because he would be protested, he would be shouted down. And so what was the last time they announced a public event with any advanced warning for Joe Biden? Well, that was the fundraiser he did with Lizzo and those Hollywood celebs selling a picture for $100,000. Not even kidding, you want a picture with Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, a bunch of corrupt scum. $100,000, $100,000 pop. It's the party of the poor, it's the party of the working class. So that was the last time. What happened? What happened when they gave you an advanced warning that Joe Biden was about to have a public event? Thousands of people protested it. People got inside to the venue and protested it. The entire streets outside of the Radio City Hall in New York City filled with anti-Biden protests, chanting Joe Biden genocide. They can't give you an advanced warning when Joe Biden has an event. Donald Trump, on the other hand, can go anywhere and just be mogged with people. It's a mob scene. Look what happens when Trump shows up at a UFC event. Look what happens when Trump has a rally. Thousands of people, tens of thousands. So whether you like Trump or not, it represents that the establishment class, the establishment legacy politician, the people that have had us in wars forever, the people that have sold our countries out, opened our borders, poisoned us, lied to us, deceived us, kept us at war. We're done. We're done with the Justin Trudeaus of the world. We're done with the Joe Bidens of the world. Netanyahu can't stop getting protested in Israel. And these are Jews who might even not like the Palestinians. These are Jews who might even believe it's their manifest destiny to take back the Gaza Strip, the Golan Heights, everything else. They might believe that. They know that what Netanyahu is doing for Israel is making their image worse across the planet. Netanyahu gets protested by thousands every day. It's the legacy political class, and the reality has finally hit those being governed by it, that this is the true evil we face. These are the people that have sold us out. These are the people making backroom deals. These are the people that are selling us out and deceiving us. And I guess that brings us to the crux of the issue. Can we take back our planet? Can we take back our country peacefully and politically? Well, with an election system, that's the idea. And then you ask, do you trust the election system? Just yesterday on the War Room, we're covering Donald Trump's speech. And he starts to talk about election integrity. And he mentions the 2020 election being rigged. They edit that out of the videos in live time on YouTube. You can go to Rumble, watch the full speech. Trump talks about the 2020 election results. And you go to YouTube, you try to watch the full speech, they edit it out. We captured this in live time. The videos are at Bandai Video on the War Room page. Yeah, and so why do you think they don't want single-day voting? Why do you think they don't want voter ID? Why do you think they want all these electronic voting machines running the whole thing? Well, it's easier to scam you that way. You know, it is the yin and yang. So, yeah, there's a lot of evil we're facing, and we're really up against it, and it's the most epic time to be alive. But on that same token, the other side is that humanity is waking up and thirsty for prosperity and thirsty for freedom, and we're realizing that we've been so shackled and so held back that if we could break these shackles and break these chains that have held humanity back, we can go to the stars.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got some big news dealing with the food supply, and this is really hitting Texas right now. But use this as a smaller sample size of what they're going to do, really on the planet, but to all the country, and they're going to say, well, they're going to have two excuses. Well, we need to stop viruses, so we need to vaccinate the cattle. Well, now you're getting vaccinated through the food supply. But more importantly, they're going to say, no, you actually can't even have meat or eggs because you're causing global warming. I mean, it's just, it's so satanic. It's just disgusting. But see, that's why they have to tell you, you're not created by God. God isn't real. The Bible isn't real. Divine intervention in creation is not real. This planet wasn't created for you. This consciousness by God. But we're the only ones that can go to the stars. Everybody kind of notices that. But oh no, you're the same as a grub worm. You're the same as an animal. I love animals. But no, this was created by God, and with us having dominion over it. So we're gonna get into this breaking news. But first, ladies and gentlemen, what we do at InfoWarsStore.com is we try to find out solutions to problems that exist just generally when it comes to your health. And so one of the big problems, and you can go find this out, there's all kinds of mainstream news articles, is an iodine deficiency. And this leads to all kinds of health problems, specifically in the thyroid. Now, back decades ago, when they first discovered this and goiters were happening, they realized it was a thyroid issue. It was a lack of iodine, a lack of iodide. They started putting iodide in the salt so that you would maybe get rid of this goiter issue. And it, for the most part, worked. But iodine and your thyroid are so key. And most people don't tell you about this. They don't teach this. Your doctor's not going to tell you about this. But there's all kinds of health benefits of iodine, and then there's all kinds of problems that come along with being iodine deficient and not having a properly functioning thyroid. So that's why we created Survival Shield X3 at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have it on sale right now, 40% off. But this is the real deal. We've done just extreme work in trying to find the best iodine formula out there, and we've done it. With the best ingredients derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the Earth's surface, Survival Shield X3 uses a newly discovered process to stabilize iodine in an activated tri-iodine formula to bring nascent iodine amplitude off the charts. With the incredible tri-iodine formula featuring nascent iodine, potassium iodide, and sodium iodide, Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism to assist you in overall well-being. That's why it's the X3, because it's got the three different types, easily absorbable in the liquid tincture under the tongue. We're always searching for new ways to deliver more powerful formulas to you at InfoWarsStore.com, and Survival Shield X3 is the latest, greatest. You're not going to find a better nascent iodine formula out there, not at this price. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, so you get a great product. And you support us to keep us on the air in the process. InfoWarsStore.com, Survival Shield X3, 40% off. So, here's what's going on. And I noticed this. I pretty much get the same thing at the grocery store, and it's basically steak and eggs. So I noticed the prices going up, or I noticed when there's a lacking in quantity. So you had 1.3 million acres of farmland in North Texas burn because of a wildfire. So that hit it a little bit. And then you have this bird flu story going around. West Texas poultry facility to destroy 1 million hens due to bird flu. And this is already hitting the stores. If you're in Texas, you'll probably see it. Less eggs, less poultry. Steak prices going up. The Cal-Maine Foods, Inc. Incorporated poultry facility in Farwell, Texas, will need to destroy 1.6 million laying hens. Cases have been found in dairy herds in Texas, Kansas, Michigan, and New Mexico, with presumptive positive tests resulting pending in Idaho. Now, I don't want to be too conspiratorial here. I don't want to assume everything is a trapdoor. But, I mean, you look how they did us with COVID and the false testing and everything. Wouldn't you think they'd do that to farms, too? Now, look, I don't want to get the bird flu. And obviously, you want to have a lot of, let's say, faith that the system of the food supply, which is very delicate, has processes so that you can have confidence when you go to the grocery store and buy food that it's not going to be poisoned and you're not going to get sick. So I'm for that. But you do have to wonder, would they do us like they did us with the food supply, like they did us with COVID, with the false positives and the fear-mongering? Would they do that to the food supply? You know, you always hear all this garbage. You know, I've said it, and then I've tested it for myself. Raw eggs, not good. You're going to get sick. You're going to get all this. I drink 12 raw eggs a day, no problem. Oh, don't have raw milk. Raw milk will get you sick. And you'll have stomach problems. All this. Been drinking raw milk now for 4 months. Greatest decision ever made. But say they tell you, oh, don't do that. You're going to get sick. And then you try it for yourself. You're stronger than ever. Major poultry farm to cull nearly 2 million chickens after positive bird flu test. Was it positive? Was it fake? Again, I'm not leaning into that, but when you see how they lie to us. White House worried bird flu might be the next pandemic. Oh, okay. See, now we're getting suspicious. So they say, oh, you got this pandemic amongst the poultry and the cattle. So what's the solution? American rancher blows whistle on mRNA vaccine tests in livestock. And there it is. Oh, the chickens have bird flu. The cows have bird flu. Or the cows have this virus. We have to vaccinate your food supply. And now you're getting vaccinated through osmosis, through the food you eat. Now you're getting that mRNA through the food you eat. How convenient. Yeah, we can't get those pesky Americans to take that mRNA, so let's put it into their food supply. Well, they're not just going to accept it in the food supply, so what are we going to do? I know, let's tell them it's the bird flu. Heart scarring detected more than a year after COVID-19 vaccination in some patients. So, yeah, okay, so we were totally confirmed on that. Mike Adams hosting the second hour. He might delve more into that. Moderna developing mRNA vaccines for diseases linked to COVID shots. Oh! So the shots give you a problem, the shots give you a health problem, and then they sell you the solution to the health problem that they caused with the shots. So I'm sure that'll work for them to make a lot of money. Top international virologist issues dire warning, tsunami of death coming among highly vaccinated. And, you know, it's hard to get a real read on this outside of the data that we can collect from the VAERS reporting. But here's a couple examples. You just had a top Twitch streamer. This is a very popular video streaming site named Ninja. Healthy 32-year-old goes and gets his COVID booster, gets ill immediately afterwards. So ill, he takes to social media and posts about how bad he felt after the COVID shot, then gets cancer. You just had another professional athlete, a star NFL cornerback, Vontae Davis, dies suddenly in his home. But those will never be attributed to the vaccine. So I don't know. Is it the vaccine? Is it not the vaccine? All we can do is sit here and observe the data we have readily available. And if you look at the VAERS reports, the number of vaccine deaths post-COVID vaccine are off the charts. But is it like a ticking time bomb now? That's what this virologist is warning about. But it's not just about the damage done by the vaccines with the heart side effects and everything else. It also weakens your immune system. So if there is some sort of a super bug that develops from all this, it's going to be the vaccinated that are the least protected. Meanwhile, if you have a strong immune system, you might be able to actually not die from this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's a pro-human future, a pro-civilization future, technology used to advance the inherent desires of the human being to be free and prosper. And it's easy now to identify the individuals, the groups that are against that. And, of course, the Democrat Party, the American liberal, the American left being the front lines for that resistance against the human will to be free and prosper. It is the Democrat Party. It is Joe Biden. Sage Steele, now this is a former ESPN, very, very successful as a host at ESPN. Sage Steele, who left ESPN because of the discrimination against Christians there. Former ESPN host says her Biden interview was totally scripted to the word. Every Biden television appearance is a manufactured propaganda campaign. Ex-ESPN host Sage Steele, who was suspended by the Disney-owned sports channel in 2021 after she criticized the network for mandating COVID jabs, recently exposed how every word coming out of Joe Biden's mouth is controlled by handlers. And others have talked about this. And now that she's free from the Disney Corporation, she's allowed to talk about this stuff and some of the other things that she experienced. And bless her for it. But see, that's not uncommon for Joe Biden. Remember, it's been seen how many times when Joe Biden does a press conference, the whole press conference is scripted. Now, a press conference is supposed to be one of the most organic exchanges that, I mean, let's just be specific in this example. A press conference is supposed to be one of the most organic exchanges between the President of the United States and the American people, in this case, the press. And really, this was one of the more strong points from Donald Trump's presidency, is the availability he allowed the press. Now the press was a bunch of lunatic jackals foaming at the mouth while Trump was president, but nonetheless, he would sit there every day and take questions from the press, sometimes for hours, sometimes multiple times, whether it's in the Oval Office, whether it's during a address, whether it's getting on board Air Force One or Marine One, constantly there allowing access. Now, Biden probably gives you about 1% of the access, 1% of the availability that you had compared to Donald Trump. So Biden's like 1% availability and access. If Trump is 100%. But then you find out even that 1% that Biden gives, about 75% of that is totally scripted. So he gets up in front of the American people and pretends to do a press conference. And he'll have an entire script in front of him. And part of the reason they have to do this, too, is because Joe Biden is so mentally unfit. He can't even think. He can't even remember what he's supposed to say. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't know who he's talking to. He doesn't even know what day of the week it is. So they have to give him a total script. And it has the picture of the journalist. It has the name of the institution that the journalist is with. And then it has the question that he's going to be asked and his answer right under it. And it's like a movie script. And so this has been documented many times, many different ways, many different forms. So then you find out even the limited access and availability that you get from Joe Biden, even that is totally scripted. So imagine you're getting ready to do an interview with Joe Biden and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to interview the president. I'm going to ask him all these questions. And then the White House sends you the script. But, you know, you don't want to ruffle feathers. You'll take the interview with the president. It's good for your profile. And then just don't tell anybody, because then that's embarrassing for you, too. Bidenomics failure shows up at polls as Gen Z revolts against Democrats. So this is honestly, it's going to be so wild, because the Democrats have lost the faith of the black vote. They're not going to get the black voter turnout. They're losing the Hispanic Latino community. In fact, it's so bad now, because you might argue that the Hispanic community in America is a lot more traditionally conservative, a lot more religiously conservative than even the white Americans. And so they put out, so they have these multiple channels. And they put out in their English channels on social media, they put out that Easter is Trans Day of Visibility. And they did not promote that on any of their Spanish channels. So the White House promotes to white Americans it's Trans Day of Visibility, because I guess they think that, you know, the white liberals are just so jacked in the head, they'll like that. But to the Spanish-speaking community, they did not promote Trans Day of Visibility, because they know, on average now, a Hispanic American is more traditionally conservative and religiously conservative than a white American. So they get that. But what's the point? Getting back to the story. They're losing the black vote. They're losing the Hispanic vote. They're losing the youth vote. So where is the Biden administration? Where are they going to tap into the vote? They're going after the suburban mom. They're going after the wine mom. They're going after the white women and abortion and everything that gravitates around that issue. That's what they're going for. And so I have some people that are messaging me about this, and it's a hot topic of debate. Strategically, do Republicans just drop this issue for 2024? Is it a losing issue? Well, I would actually argue it's a winning issue, but I would understand strategically the sentiment to say, let's just not even touch abortion and let them just promote abortion and let's just not even have any policy going into this because you might lose more votes than you gain. I don't think stopping abortion is a losing issue. I think it's a winning issue. I think the problem is that the Republicans don't have good messaging. The Democrats do a lot better with messaging, and so they actually have women believing. And yeah, there's fringe Republicans that want to ban contraceptives or whatever. That's different than saying, hey, it's probably a bad thing if you're a young woman. I mean, really, it doesn't matter old or young, but yeah, there's actually a lot of negative health consequences when it comes to using contraceptives or birth control pills. That's just a scientific fact. That doesn't mean we have to ban them. That doesn't mean you're calling for banning them. There might be a fringe element of the Republican Party that actually wants to ban it. That's not the main message. But the problem is the messaging. The Democrats have specifically young women, but I guess, you know, older women too. The Democrats have you believing that the Republicans want to throw you in jail if you use a contraceptive, or the Republicans want to throw you in jail if you use Plan B, or you take a birth control pill, or the Republicans want to put you in jail for life for murder if you have an abortion and all this other stuff. And the Republicans just have no good messaging here. And so that's the problem. It's a messaging problem. It's not an issue problem. I think it's a winning issue, but the messaging is where the Republicans are lacking here. But see, that's all the Democrats can tap into, is they hope there's enough single issue voters on the abortion deal that I guess they hope they can get enough women to go out and vote on that single issue. They have nowhere else to tap into. They can't tap into the black vote. They can't tap into the Hispanic vote. They can't tap into the youth vote. I mean, have you seen? I mean, look, I don't want to be mean to these young kids, but have you seen these dweebs that they hire to do their social media and try to get the youth vote for Biden? I mean, it's pathetic, guys. It's pathetic. It's guys that look like, I mean, you know, they're 22 years old, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but I'm just going to call it like this. They hire these 22-year-old boys that blush anytime they're on camera. They look like soy boy twigs. They can't even grow one facial hair on their head. They look like they have never exercised or lifted a weight in their life. You know, they look like central casting for, you know, to play Romeo in some, you know, twink play. So it's just not working. But they're turning. But the youth is turning. Young liberal flips support to Trump, apologizes for believing the mainstream media lies. And in this viral video, an anti-Trump young liberal renounced the media-fed hatred of Donald Trump. Mr. President, I'm so sorry for believing the lies that the mainstream media has just projected on me. And I fell for them, and I believe them, says reformed liberal. Yeah, many liberals are learning this. Many Democrats are learning this, but it's only going one way. There's no conservatives or Republicans.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.